Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Terry Fletcher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Terry Fletcher, and welcome to the Steel City Underground podcast. This is week two for the WTF podcast, What the Football, and I'm happy to have you join me. So we've had some interesting things over this last week or two, and this week two is no different. We're going to start with the Thursday night football game between the Washington football team and the Giants. You know, how many of you look at the acronym for the Washington football team, the WFT and CWTF? I can't not see that. So I guess one of these days they'll actually get a real name. But, you know, you look over to the side and you think, Jason Garrett is calling the plays. I mean, there's a reason he's not in Dallas. He was a placeholder that sat on the sideline, or I should say stood on the sideline, and just clapped his hands all the time. And he just doesn't get it. There was a turnover in that game which put the team at the Giants at the 20-yard line. And instead of going for the touchdown, they ended up going for the field goal, and they were already in field goal range. He called really three stupid passing plays, had plenty of time left, and one incomplete, so it stopped the clock. He was trying not to lose instead of trying to win. So the Washington football team had 2+ minutes to score again, and they did, winning the game. And it really sucks for Daniel Jones because all they could talk about was how he can't win on an evening game and he can't win against Washington, and it wasn't his fault, in my opinion. I mean, Giants kicker Gano had 21 points. He didn't need more. So, and by the way, he was on my fantasy bench. Figures, right? But it was just interesting just to see what he's still doing, what Jason Garrett is still doing, the fact that he still has a job, and you're just like, oh my gosh, what's it going to take for you guys? So actually, you're just like, what the football when it comes to Jason Garrett. So now let's take a look at the Steelers game. I got to jump right in here. I'm sure you've heard Joe and Brian already give you the rundown, but I really have to comment on complete WTF moments when it comes into this football game. And there's a couple things you may have missed or not have seen that I think are just important to note as we move forward in this season, because it's a long season. And one of the things that I'm tired of hearing is one of the Steelers beat writers, one of the media guys, he's local, he gets in, and it's Mark Colby. I'm just going to call him out. Every week, do you know what he's saying now? And we're only at week two. If the season ended today, I'm like, Mark, can you stop? I mean, what the football? What are you doing? The season's not going to end today. Not only that, it's a long-ass season, so knock that off. But he keeps saying that, and that's driving me crazy. But let's talk about the game. First of all, Najee Harris, that stiff arm on a running back play against number 24, Abram, and throw him down to pick up 8 extra yards. That was classic. I loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, that is fantastic. And Abram was over everybody, so that was really helpful. And the pass interference call when Carr ran, I mean, come on, 15 undeserved penalty points. It was ridiculous. And I don't understand why they're doing it. Actually, it was a roughing the passer call. And it doesn't make sense because he was a runner at the time. So what are we doing here? It's just the refs stink, but let's not give the game away. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Now, we had something called the groin club, and that's a definite what the football moment. You know, one thing you have to realize is that it doesn't matter how conditioned you are, and I'm talking about TJ Watt, and he is conditioned. He showed up every time at practice, and he showed up at preseason OTAs, but he didn't work out with the team, so he wasn't hit. He wasn't football working out. He was more working out for, you know, being ready in a different way, in a different sense, keeping his body healthy and limber and strong, etc. But when you're not football ready, you tend to have these injuries early in the season. Luckily, it doesn't look like it is long term. But between Hayden, Bush, and Watt, we've got groin injuries, and that's definitely a problem. During the game, we also had Alualu out with a fracture, and that's a bummer because, you know, as a defensive guy, we really need our guys on the field. So I'm not trying to make excuses, but when you have Watt go out in the first half, you've got Hayden and Bush that didn't even start, you've got your nose tackle that goes out with an ankle fracture during the game. I mean, let's just face it, we've definitely got a problem. And offense is not clicking too much. They're putting too much pressure on our defense that's down too many starters. So definitely an ugly game there. And when your Steelers defense is decimated with injuries, I just don't understand when you just gave up a touchdown and you don't go for it on fourth and inches in the fourth quarter with only 8 minutes to go. And you end up, I mean, they ended up punting it back to us, yes, but it ate up 3 minutes of the clock. And so as much as I love Coach Tomlin, I never understand him on that. And, you know, I just can't defend him when he's not going for it on fourth and one when you're trailing by 9 points. And again, we had about 836 remaining. Even Ben was heated by the decision. You can't hide that. Even his post-presser, you know, somebody said, would you want it to go? Well, of course he would want to go, but he said, you know, the punting team's coming on the field. Here's what makes me have a what the football moment, and I hate to say angry, but it definitely made me upset, or I should say frustrated, when then you watch the Sunday night football game, which was what? It was the Kansas City Chiefs against the Baltimore Ravens, and they're down to their last play, and they're on fourth and one as well, and you've got John Harbaugh looking into the camera and looking at Lamar Jackson, third-year player, and saying, do you want to go for it? So we've got an 18-year veteran who's taken us to 3 Super Bowls and 1-2, and we don't have an offensive coordinator. We don't have a coach that says, Ben, do you want to go for it? I'm just not understanding that mentality. So for me, that was probably the biggest what the football moment, and it came after our game. It came when I see another coach saying, do you want to go for it? It works out for them, and they end up winning the game. So it really was a very frustrating, I'm thinking, for you all as well. We did have a couple of things that was not good. Our offensive tackle, Trey Turner, he was ejected. He spit on a defender. Now, I understand that he said he got spit on first, but I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. How many times have we told that to our kids? Come on, you know, WTF on that one. But not during a pandemic. You can't spit on people. Come on, grow up. So I'm a little annoyed at that one. There was a penalty on Spillane during the game that really gave them the game. There was no penalty. And so I see the refs just making decisions that are ridiculous. The other thing about the spitting thing is, those things come down when you get disqualified and you get kicked out of the game. It comes down from New York. So if they see it on the field, then obviously they can say a penalty or say, you know, that's the first unsportsmanlike conduct. And the second one you get, you're out. But New York came out and said, you're done. So that was definitely an issue. Now, we also have Boswell's a good one. He hit a 56-yard field goal, longest ever at Heinz Field. So good job for Bos. But lastly, Ben took a hit in the first quarter. We were down 3-0. And this new young offensive line, in preseason, we saw Ben saying, yeah, show me some love when we get a touchdown. But we're in regular season now. And if you're going to get your quarterback absolutely crushed, which he was, go help him up. Pouncey always did. I even saw, you know, Alejandro Villanueva doing that. And the front guys were doing that. And it was a brutal hit that he took in the first quarter. And so you really need to, you know, guys, you've got to help Ben up. He's your quarterback. He's the reason you have a job right now. So that was a bummer for me to see that. And I mentioned the groin club. We're not sure if they're all going to be ready for Sunday's game against the Bengals. We are at home again. But I sure hope the stands are full this weekend. It seemed very quiet watching it on TV compared to Buffalo. And I just really hope that the Steeler Nation comes out to really support. So here's a trivia stat. Did you know that Ben has thrown one or more touchdowns in his last 18 games? He has the longest running current streak in the NFL, and he needs 3 more touchdowns to move to 8th all-time for most touchdowns by a quarterback. So let's focus on the positive. And I really thought after the Ravens beat the Chiefs on Sunday night. I just thought, you know what? Good. That takes the heat off us. They're not going to be talking about the Steelers. One bad game, they're going to say, okay, their life is over and Ben's washed up. I was wrong. They, you know, as long as it's negative, they want to focus on that. So, you know, shout out to all the negative pundits out there. You know, WTF, what are you doing? Knock that off. We're tired of looking at you guys and listening to that. But the one thing that I'll get to this in a second. So here's something at Houston. Let's go around the league. Tyrod Taylor, he's actually has a hamstring as well. And so the rookie came in. And here's a pondering, and it's definitely a WTF pondering. Will Deshaun Watson see the field? Remember, he's been benched for legal issues and coach's decision. He's not hurt or anything, but he's got some legal issues going on. Well, the coach already said he's not going to be ready to play this week, and that surprises me. So you've got the backup to the backup, and obviously they're not there to win. They're there to make a statement. So that'll be interesting to see what happens on that front. Stay tuned. Baker Mayfield was out with a shoulder injury after trying to tackle someone after he made an interception, but he came back in and played, and I was wondering how that was going to work out for him. So here's one in Chicago. So, and this is important for us as well. So Andy Dalton was named the starter in the Chicago Bears, and they have that rookie, Justin Fields, that everybody wants to get on the field. Well, he came in and they ended up beating the Bengals 20-17 after Dalton went out, and it looks like he's going to be out for a while. And they have said when Dalton's healthy, he's the starter. They had four defensive takeaways in the second half, and our defenders, hopefully whoever we have healthy this weekend, they need to focus on that since we're going to be seeing the Bengals. So for us to be winning games, we not only need our offense to be working well, we need to have happen what happened in the Buffalo game. We need all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams, to be working. And that's what we're going to need this weekend. But it'll be interesting to see if they keep in Justin Fields. So the crazy win, let's go back to the Ravens-Chiefs game. Oh my goodness. So everybody takes the Chiefs. Everybody. Even I take the Chiefs. Of course we do. Well, first of all, I hate the Ravens. So of course I'm going to take the Chiefs, even though they're an AFC team. 36-35. First of all, what the football does that tell you? That tells you that nobody has a good defense. It means that there's points scoring like crazy. And, you know, people like to anoint their coach over there on the Chiefs and say basically that Andy Reid is, you know, God's gift because he's winning games with Pat Mahomes. Well, of course you're winning games with Pat Mahomes. But you're not, you can't keep expecting your quarterback to go out and score 30 plus points a week and win every single game. And that's what happened this week. It was a crazy, crazy win for them. So one of the things that was really helpful for me is that Edwards-Helaire at the end, he fumbles, lost 2 points. All I needed was a 1 point from my linebacker to win my one of my fantasy. I'm in four leagues this week, and he scored me 9. So I love him. That was last night. But again, just that Harbaugh asking Jackson if he wanted to go for it. I'm never going to get over that. Just that photo and that video of him saying, did you want to go for it? Where's Canada saying in Ben's ear, who's now, because he's now sitting up in the booth, Ben, do you want to go for it? Or even, you know, Tomlin. It's really weird to me. I just don't understand that. So everyone in the AFC North, we're called the 1-1 club. But the Bengals are first because they lost to an NFC team, so they have a better record net for right now in the AFC. So we hope to change that this weekend. Well, do we really have to talk about Tom Brady? Unfortunately, we do. 5 touchdowns versus Atlanta at 44 years old. He's just unstoppable. Oh my gosh, is there anything else we need to say about him? 9 touchdowns in 2 weeks. And I think the Super Bowl is going to go through him. And luckily, he's not in our division anymore. So we'll see how that all pans out there. But good for him. You know, I like it when the old guys step up. Jameis Winston from a 5 touchdown week 1 to 111 yards and 2 interception loss to Carolina. You know, this league is what have you done for me lately and what the football have you done? So Winston was dropped in, it said, 4,500 leagues on my Yahoo app. Poor guy. And then in the Patriots game, which that's who Brady's Tampa Bay is going to see this weekend. That's going to be, you know, a featured game. They had a running back, Damian Harris, 26-yard touchdown. You have to go back and look at the video. Talk about a what-the-football moment. Mowing over defenders. He had almost 9 or 10 defenders on his back, pulling them into the end zone for a touchdown. It was ridiculous. It was great. Now, let's get into Monday Night Football. Oh, my gosh. Of course, Aaron Rodgers is going to come back from his embarrassing loss week one. He wins 34-7 over Detroit, but Detroit sucks, and they've got Goff. Goff still looks terrible. Why do you think the Rams traded him? They got the better end of the deal for sure by getting Stafford out of there. Goff had 2 fumbles. He was late on throws, no pocket awareness. But again, the best part of the game, I was now up to needing 8.9 points from Adrian Amos to win one of my fantasy leagues, and I got 9. So I won by less than a point, and I'm 3-4 in my fantasy this week. Yeah, I get excited about that. I work all the time in my medical consulting business, and so this is kind of my mind vacation, if you will, is to play fantasy football, to podcast for the WTF, and just really submerse myself in sports in the fall. So I'm pretty excited about that. But there was one PI call that they helped Rodgers out at the goal line. Now, Detroit didn't play well enough to really mention it, but I really would wish there was some kind of sheet we could see that showed when a referee does terrible, if they're looking at New York and they get schooled on the bad calls they make, do they get fined? Do they get any kind of penalty? Do they get docked a paycheck? What do they happen? Because when the refs are out there making these decisions and making these really bad calls, they're not only affecting the game, they're affecting people's lives and their jobs. So I would really like to see what happens when some of that stuff goes on, and just see what the repercussions are for refs. I mean, they're just so terrible. One of the good and kind of the sweet stories that came out of the Packers game last night is running back Aaron Jones. We know he had 4 touchdowns. Those of you who had him in your fantasy league had to be like, yes. But he had a necklace on him containing his father's ashes, and it was lost during the game. It was pulled off in a tackle. They found it this morning, and so he's so happy. Boy, I hope nobody opened that. That would be kind of like, ew. But I think that's just a great moment in football, so I was really happy about that. But I want to go back to something, and this is how I'm going to finish up today. What about those taunting calls? Okay, come on. What the football? Okay, New York, what are you doing? I realize the spitting. I realize getting in somebody's face and using a racial slur. That's unacceptable. But come on. I mean, there was a funny video out there in a Browns game. Player number 16 walked, he got a touchdown, walked like a soldier to the back of the end zone on the corner, put the ball in the corner, and then stiff arm back by the side of, like a soldier in hut two fashion, and walked away from it. I mean, seriously, they are taking all the fun out of this game, and those taunting calls need to stop. I mean, come on. This is about a trash talking. That's part of the fun of it. This isn't basketball where you look at the referee wrong and you get a technical. Come on. So, you know, if you want a gentleman's game and no none of that, go play golf. But we're in football, and this is supposed to be hard-headed football. And if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. You're paid millions of dollars to be trash talked to. This is just so crazy. One more thing as far as getting thrown out. It wasn't just Trey Turner. The Rams linebacker Kenny Young grazed the hat of an official yelling at him. And so New York disqualified him, but here's something interesting on that one. They waited 3 snaps, and then they stopped the game and said, get out. You can't touch an official, and I think all of us know that. It doesn't matter if you just walk by and point at him. If you touch him during an argument or any heated discussion without giving him a hug, then yeah, that's going to get you kicked out of the game. That I understand. But anything, these taunting calls, come on. I mean, if you get to jump over somebody, pretty soon they're going to say that TJ Watt, when he does his kick in the air, when he celebrates, you know, a good play that he made, they're going to say that's taunting. They need to stop being so soft and sensitive. This is crazy. All right, we are on to Cincinnati. We're playing at home again. Everyone get out there, get your black and gold, and let's just really support our team. Until next week, thank you for listening to the WTF podcast. This is Steel City Underground.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.